when we were children, we would say we have dragged if we ever used it, but it'd be very seldom we would ever use that.
You wouldn't use that word for anything?
Well, very seldom.
Say if a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you say he was doing what?
Driving along. Driving.
If he was filling his wagon up and then driving along and unloading it in a particular place and then going back for some more, you say
he was loading and unloading his wood.
What about he was drawing or hauling or carting?
Well, now, we would say he was hauling wood, yeah.
If you wanted to chop a log, an X-shaped frame like this, you could set the log in. Mm-hmm. You ever see that?
Mm-hmm.
What would that be called?
I really don't know. Now, we said chopped logs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We chopped logs. But now, I don't know what they call that or what they would call that, because that's kind of before my time, you know.
What's an A-shaped frame that carpenters use? You would have seen it. It's pretty common. It's two legs like this, and then a board across.
A shaped frame. A square? Are you speaking of a square? Are you speaking of a...
You could set boards on it. Well,
shaped. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Horse. They called it a horse.
Y'all have...
We had horses. My little grandson was here last weekend, and he had never seen those, and my neighbor had some out there, and he had some timber, some planks and things on. He was trimming them up, and I told him they were horses, and he just could not get over that. He said, "Grandmother, that's not a horse."
Before they had bathrooms indoors, what did they call the buildings they had outside?
Toilets.
Any other name?
Well, some people said outhouse. Sounds funny, doesn't it?
Do you ever hear any joking names or vulgar names?
Well, they call it John. The John is the only name I've ever heard it called.
How does that sound?
Well, it sounds kind of funny too, doesn't it?
What different kinds of animals did y'all have, and where would they be kept?
Let's see, we had mules, horses in the barn,
mm-hmm.
The mule barn. And then we had cows that were kept in the cow barn. And, you know, we had the cow pen, they called it, is where the cow pen was around the barn. And we had the cow shed. There was a shed on the side of the barn. And, you, of course, you put them in the cow pen when you milked them at night. And then we had the pasture, you know, that they all stayed in. Everybody had usually two barns, one for the mules and, you know, the horses if they had them, and another for the cows. And then we had chickens. We had a chicken house, we called it. We didn't say laying house. They say laying house now. We call it chicken house. And one end was the roost where they roosted at night. And then the other end was where the nest were, you know,
mm-hmm.
Where they laid and all.
Where would you keep the mother hen and the biddies?
In a coop. Called chicken coop.
And if you wanted to make a hen start laying, what could you put in the nest and cool it?
Well, what they call a nest egg,
uh-huh.
You know, and most of the time it was a little round gourd about the size of an egg that they kept in the nest.
Say if you had a real good set of dishes, your dishes might be made out of
china, pottery.
What would you call an egg made out of?
China or pottery?
China.
Mm. Just a china egg is all I know.
You never.
No,
A hen on a nest of eggs would be called a
setting hen or setting hen.
And when you're eating chicken, there's a bone like this.
Wishbone.
Do you ever hear any stories about?